1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Let's hear from Bailey about her John Deere tractor from Prairie Land Partners.
When this tractor came home, I quickly learned how versatile it was. We use the tractor for mowing, move hay bales, dig up dirt, blade our driveway. We enjoyed working with Prairie Land Partners. We were able to explain what our needs were, and then they even delivered it to us. And now I've decided I don't want to ever not own a tractor again.
Delivering the right solution.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this beautiful fall morning. It is 7:24, 47 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia Rescue Mission Director Lee Alderman with an update for us here this morning. Lee, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you today?
Well, I'll tell you, it's such a beautiful day out there. Like Ron said earlier, you can't help but feel good and enjoy this.
Absolutely. We wanted to bring you in because it's been about 3 months since you had the open house where you welcomed in the community and folks had a chance to see the new rescue mission facility there at 12th and Burlingame Road. How are things going over the last 2 to 3 months here and getting you really up and rolling there at the new spot?
Well, you know, things are moving forward, but things are moving slow. You know, all those container ships out there off the coast, they have parts and pieces in them that people need. And a lot of it's safety and security stuff that's really hard to come by. And so we got most of our smoke detector parts in, and we're about 98% ready to move in. We're just waiting on a few pieces to get installed, and then we got to get the state fire marshal down to approve the facility. But it's really, really close. And everything kind of takes time. You know, when we contact the fire marshal, it's usually 4 to 6 weeks before he gets back with us just because, you know, you're covering the state. He's kind of backlogged himself. So anyway, we hope to be in before the first snow flies, and that's kind of our goal now. So...
Well, we'll be watching that forecast closely then.
Tell you what, hold off a little bit, but yeah.
Well, 98%. Obviously, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. How exciting is this? I know you're obviously, waiting to get in, and you're so close. But this has been a long time coming. And how does the place look?
Oh, the place looks amazing, and that's why we had the open house, because we wanted to show the community just how amazing that facility is and how perfect it is. You know, it already had showers. It already had all the offices with windows that we turned into bedrooms. I mean, it just had what we need. It was perfect when we got it. And we're real excited now about some new things we're going to be doing with the guys. We got Richard Schnook, who's retired from Kansas Works. And he's going to be in there in our Preston Family Trust Career Center, counseling the guys, helping them get jobs, and just offer more in-depth career guidance. And then we got a retired attorney who's going to come in and do some mentoring with the guys. And so we got some new programs taking place. We're looking forward to that to help these guys more. And we have Fantastills, meets that helps our guys get new work boots. And so with the career center, the mentoring, the work boots, these guys are going to really have an opportunity to get productive back in the workforce.
Lee, I wanted to ask you a little bit more about that, because obviously the I think in the public the thought is, okay, the rescue mission is simply here to house men in short-term crisis situations, help them get back on their feet. But this clearly demonstrates, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is maybe a longer-term approach to helping men out in more ways than just getting a job and then getting officially back on their feet, getting rolling again.
Yeah, you know, we want to help the guys pick a career that's good for their skills and their desires. And so that's, you know, part of this career center and doing all of that so they're more successful, can hold their job longer. Like I say, this retired attorney is going to be coming in mentoring these guys, teaching them basic finance management, daily living skills and some other things to help these guys learn to manage their money once they start earning it and to take care of themselves. So, yeah, we're more than just a homeless shelter. You meet these guys and you can't help but care and want to help them. And so this is a great move forward for us.
Lee Alderman, Emporia Rescue Mission, with us on our primetime newsmaker. It is 7:28, 47 degrees. So how many men are you serving now, Lee? And has the number been steady here over the past, year?
Yeah, the numbers have been real steady. We have about a dozen guys and two or three staff members. And those staff members are unpaid positions. They're just former homeless guys that have shown leadership, and we kind of promoted them and let them stay at the house for free to help out.
Lee, how are you operating right now, I guess? Because I'm assuming that with you at 98, not 100% over here at the new facility, that you're still over at 1119 Merchant.
Yeah, we're at 1119 Merchant. We have signed a contract with Quick Shop there. They want to buy our house and doze it, and build that new service plaza for the community. And so we're kind of limping out of that house, as it needs lots of maintenance. So we're putting duct tape on things and holding it together so we can get by to that first no flies.
Well, congratulations on the effort. Wonderful work being done. That's so exciting that you're so close, and we can't wait to hear about the move-in that is going to be coming very soon, we anticipate. Before we let you go, how are things at Abundant Harvest?
Well, I'll tell you, Abundant Harvest is looking good. If you haven't driven past that place, the facility looks beautiful. We've made some improvements. Hopefully the community over there appreciates those improvements. It looks better. It feels better. And, thanks to Steve Sauter and just many other folks that helped us do some work over there that was desperately needed. The building's about 100 years old, and so made some nice improvements, and we're still busy constantly every day.
So what exactly have you done, Lee?
Well, we put a new coat of kind of like paint on the outside, but it's a little bit like plastic. And so we put that on the outside. We got a lot of new signage. We've expanded our dining room by 30%, put down some new flooring, new front entrance, and just things like that. Put in a washer and dryer. put in some new coolers, large walk-in coolers. Just because we've become so busy over the past 2 years, the littler coolers didn't work anymore. So our truck runs about 5 days a week picking up pallets of food, and typically as soon as we get that stuff within a day or two, it's distributed to the community. So,
and this is on Whittier Street for people that don't know about Abundant Harvest. And when are the meals served there again, Lee?
We're doing meals on Monday and Wednesday at 4 o'clock. It's still curbside. That seems to be very popular. We've tripled our meals that we're giving out doing it curbside. It tends to work better for people. They can take it home and eat it home with their families. So at 4 o'clock, Monday and Wednesday, please come and get meals if you want good hot meals. So other than that, we have food typically setting out front of our building, not every day, but most every day, starting probably around 6 in the morning, and we put food out, and then we usually get more food around 8 or so, and we put that out, so it's out there about 8:30, and we're giving out probably about 2 to 3 pallets a day that way. So people just drive up, take what they want, and go on. And it's really efficient, and it tends to really work for the people. They seem to like it.
Good deal. Lee, what you mentioned here about a number of the facility upgrades here this summer into fall, what else do you need over at Abundant Harvest right now, and are you still actively fundraising right now for those extra components here at Abundant Harvest?
Well, we're not actively fundraising, but we would like to pave our driveway. It's gravel, and it's at a slope, and it's hard for folks to walk on, and that's $60,000 to pave that. And so we do have a fund set up at the Emporia Community Foundation. People can give directly to Abundant Harvest through the Emporia Community Foundation, get their tax write-off and everything. So if folks want to contribute to that, please send those funds to the Emporia Community Foundation. And when we get the money, we'll pave that driveway and make it a little safer.
Well, Lee, a lot going on, a lot of positive things going on at the Emporia Rescue Mission and Abundant Harvest. Thank you for all you do. And as always, Lee, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Lee.
All righty. Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Yeah, Lee Alderman with Emporia's Rescue Mission and Abundant Harvest. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments, this week the only opportunity you have